Welcome to Nefi Amir Yerushalmi, she is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Davnan base in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloha Hei. We're starting Amud Aleph, three lines on the top. We learned in the previous daf, the shita that says, that the only time someone who shechts Korban Pesach, the wrong Korban Pesach, is considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah and his potter from a Korban, it's only if there's still somebody who needs to do a Korban Pesach. There's still a Chaburo who did not shech the Korban Pesach. So that he's busy to go and do Pesach, and by mistake he took the wrong animal, he's Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. But if there's no animals to be done, so that he's not Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara now is bringing an opinion that disagrees with it. It says that the Korban Pesach, because there's so many Korbanos that come that day, even if all the Korbanos are already shechted, because it's Dovah Shein Lokitzva, so any mistake he makes that day is fine. But says the Gemara, Eilin Tinoikos Sveikos Mad Ovid Loin. The Tinoikos Sveikos, what we saw also the previous daf, is when you have two babies, one baby is supposed to do a Bris Milah on Shabbos, and one is supposed to do a Bris Milah not on Shabbos, and by mistake he gave a Bris Milah to the one who is not supposed to be done on Shabbos. So he also has a Din of Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, are you talking about a case where there is a baby to be done on Shabbos, the one on Shabbos was not done yet? Or even if the babies on Shabbos were already done, if he made a mistake and did the Bris Milah to a baby who was not supposed to be done, he's considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah, similar to Korban Pesach, that even though all Korbanos Pesach were already shechted, you're still considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. So that's like one was asking, Ma'at Ovid Loin, how do you treat it? Kedovah Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah, Kedovah Sheyin Lo Kitzvah. Is Bris Milah of a baby is considered to be Dovah Sheyin Lo Kitzvah, because you never know how many babies you're going to have. And therefore, you don't have to have a baby right now to do on Shabbos. This Shabbos is already nidachos. So as long as there was a baby to be done on Shabbos, even though the baby already got a Bris Milah, he's considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Or you say no. Tinoikos is considered to be Dovah Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah. And therefore, if you do not have a baby to do Bris Milah right now, you're finished. So that is not considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Now, as the Gemara explains here, according to the gears that we have in the brackets, in Dav Dun Kadosh She'ein Lo Kitzvah, considered to be something that has no Kitzvah, Afilu Ein Shem Tinoik Acher Lomul, even if there's no other baby to do Bris Milah to, it's still considered to be Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'in Dav Dun Kadosh She'esh Lo Kitzvah, if you consider to be something that has a Kitzvah, for who She'esh Shem Tinoik Acher Lomul, you have to have another baby to do the Bris Milah. Continues the Gemara and focuses on this Mishnah regarding the two babies. Now the gears of the Gemara had in this Mishnah was if you have two babies, one baby needs to do a Bris Milah on Erev Shabbos, and one baby has to do a Bris Milah on Shabbos. And he did the Bris Milah for the baby of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, everybody agrees he's Chayav. But if he has a baby, he's supposed to do a Bris Milah on Sunday, and a baby is supposed to do a Bris Milah on Shabbos, and he did the Bris Milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, there you have a machlekes of Blazer of Yeshua, is he chayav a potter? So the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. When he has the baby of Friday and he did it on Shabbos, the baby of Friday, when you do it on Shabbos, you're actually doing a mitzvah. You're not supposed to do the Bris Milah of a Friday baby on Shabbos. You're supposed to do it on Friday. If you miss Friday, you do it Sunday. But when he's doing a mitzvah. But when you're doing the baby of Sunday on Shabbos, then you're not doing a mitzvah. Because the son of the baby, the time of the Bris Milah never came yet. So how can it be that in the ratio, everybody agrees you're chayav? And in the Sefer, Bishua says you're potter. And that's what the Gemara asks right away. Yisocham, he comes see. He gives mano, he made the Sunday on Shabbos, made it earlier, potter. Then Bishua says potter. Yichir's mano, he made the Friday one on Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, chayav, how could that be? So answers the Gemara in the first day on answer, Rav Chuna Amar, machlofo hi masniso. You have to change the girsa. The girsa is wrong. The Tani, we found the Braisa. What's the right girsa? Omer Rav Shimon, lo nichlo kablozer b'shua al mishael amul achar Shabbos, umolo b'shabbos, shu chayov. There's no machlekes that if you did the baby of Sunday on Shabbos, he's chayov, because that baby, there's no mitzvah. Fama nichlo, what is the machlekes? Al mishael amul be'er Shabbos, umolo b'shabbos. He did the Friday baby on Shabbos, shablozer mechayev chatos, because he's not supposed to do this baby today. B'shua pointer, because he's Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. So you see, Abishua spoke about it only when he did the Friday baby on Shabbos, not the Sunday one. That's answer number one. From this question that Rav Yana himself asked, according to Rav Yana, he keeps the girsa of our Mishnah. The case that he did the Friday Shabbos on Shabbos, we're speaking about that the Shabbos baby, he did it on Friday. So when it comes to Shabbos, there's no baby that's supposed to do bris milah that day. The Shabbos baby was already done bris milah for him a day early. The Friday baby is not supposed to be done on Shabbos. So there's no teirbet bar mitzvah. There's no baby who has any responsibility to do a bris milah that day. So that's what the Mishnah says, that Kulei Alma may say that if he did the Friday baby on Shabbos, he's chayav. But in the case that we have the Shabbos on Sunday, there is a baby to be done that day, the Shabbos baby. But by mistake, he took the Sunday baby. So that's called teirbet bar mitzvah, according to Yeshua Yipater. And this is the answer the Gemara referred to earlier in the sugya. Says the Avada Baruch Hu Omar Zudivrei Rav Meir Rav Shimon. That's the shita of Rav Meir Rav Shimon, that in order to be teirbet bar mitzvah, you have to be busy with the mitzvah itself. Even if we talk about the case he did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, he still has something to do with the mitzvah. Aval Divrei Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi holds Afilu Dovah She'ein Be'asir So Mitzvah. Even something that's not a mitzvah itself, as we'll see in a moment, even a machshirim mitzvah. Will the Tobol Hashem Mitzvah Potter? If he's made a mistake with it because it's associated with the mitzvah, it's considered to be Teirbet Bar Mitzvah and he's Potter. And the Gemara is going to tell us Rabbi Yosi in a moment. Says the Gemara, Piwish Ein Choyzer Al Tzitzia Me'akvim Samila. So referring to over here, our person is doing a bris milah and there's some pieces of skin that still remain. It's called Tzitzim. Tzitzim is a little leftover skin. So as long as he's busy with the bris milah, he's still oisik in the milah, he can take out all the pieces of skin that are part of the milah. Pirish means he stopped doing the bris milah, he's done with the bris milah, and he realizes that there's some pieces of skin that are left. So ein achoz, he can't go back, elo al tzitzia me'akvis milah, only for the piece of skin that without them the bris milah is not kosher. So he can go back and fix the bris milah. But if the bris milah is kosher, just he didn't do the perfect job, he says there's still some skins left, but they don't make the milah not kosher, he can't go back and take it out. So what says the same thing, same idea. Rabbi Yosi holds that not only for a mitzvah you could do, but even for a machshiri mitzvah, you could do chilul Shabbos, that's part of the mitzvah. It's also considered to be part of the mitzvah. So because you could do a bris milah on Shabbos, you could do also the machshiri mitzvah, which is taking out the piece of skin that make the milah kosher l'mehadri. And you can go back and do it even though the bris milah is over. So the Gemara, hiding Rabbi Yosi, which Rabbi Yosi are we talking about? Who did Tanina? What we learned? The first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Shachach ve'oitzi is a lulav to Shusharabim. He took out the lulav to Shusharabim. Continues the Gemara from base to base. Potter bnei shiritzi or b'rishus. He's potter because he's considered to be rishus mitzvah. What's a rishus mitzvah over here? Even though he's ready yoitzi with lulav, but the minig of Atchi Yerushalayim was to go around the lulav the entire day. So this is considered to be similar to a machshiri mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is already done. But he's doing things they have to do with the mitzvah, walking around with the lulav, and therefore he's potter. Says the Gemara, okay, that's by lulav. Av besagit shemilaken, av v'matzoken. What about we take a knife of the bris milah or the matzah? Taking the knife of the bris milah or the matzah, there's no mitzvah in taking it. It's a machshiri mitzvah. If I take the knife of the bris milah, I'll be able to do the mitzvah. If I take the matzah, I'll be able to eat and do a mitzvah. It's different than the lulav, that just picking up the lulav is a mitzvah. Just here, you already did the mitzvah, and you're adding to the mitzvah. So the Gemara asked, do we say the same thing that we said by lulav, do we say it also by the bris milah knife and by the matzah? So the Gemara, Yimado Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Afilu Pirish, Choyzer, Afilu Tzitzim, Shein Ma'akvi, Samilo. What we just learned before, that someone was doing bris milah on Shabbos, and he finished bris milah, and he realized that there's some piece of skin that he missed. He could go back and do it. Even though there it's not a mitzvah anymore, there the mitzvah is finished, it's only machshir mitzvah. This tells you that according to Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to do on Shabbos not only the mitzvah itself, but also anything which is associated with the mitzvah, also machshir mitzvah, even though this mitzvah itself is not a mitzvah. Halacha vav zok de mishto. Shachtoi shaloi le'achlov v'shaloi limnuyov. Shachtoi on Pesach for the ones who cannot eat it, or the ones that are not part of the chaburo, that were not part of the members of this korban. La reilim, the ones who don't have a bris milah, they cannot eat the korban pesach. Ula tmeim, others that cannot eat korban pesach because they're tame. In all these cases, chayav because he shech the korban pesach for the people that can't eat it. Lo yichlov v'shloi lo yichlov, for group people they combine, people that could eat the korban pesach and those that can't. Limnuyav v'shloi limnuyav, a group of people, some of them are members of the korban pesach, some of them are not. Lemulim ula reilim, a group of people, that some of them have bris milah and some of them don't. L'Torim ul'Tmeim, a group of people that some of them are Torah, some of them are Tameh, in all these cases, Potter. Because as long as you have people that can eat the Korah Pesach, he's fine. Shachtoi v'nimtza Baal Mum. He shechted and then he sees that this korban is a Baal Mum, he's Chayav. And the Gemara will explain that. Shachtoi v'nimtza Treifo b'Seiser. He shechted the Beima, then he finds that the Beima is Treifo. She's a sick Beima, but it's b'Seiser. The simen, the sign that it's a Treifo, is hidden. You can't see it before you shechted the Beima. Potter, there is Potter, because he did not know that this Beima is Treifo. Shachtoi v'noida shemoshra b'olim is Yodom. He finds out after the Shechita that the owners decided not to be part of the Korah Pesach. So this Korah Pesach doesn't have owners anymore. Or Shemesu, or the owners died, or Shenitmu, or the owners became Tameh. Potter b'shi shachat b'shut. He's Potter because when he did the Shechita was b'shus, was allowed. He did not know, he was not supposed to know, that something changed in the ownership of the korban. Says the Gemara Ablozo, l'mi nitzucho, this Mishnah is set for who? L'Rabbi Meir. Why? Because we learned before in Machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua said that any korban who's not royal to korban Pesach and you shecht it, you're chayef. So kol shekan here a baal mum. The chiddush is according to Rabbi Meir that said that you could shecht all the korbanos for imurei tzibur. So I'm telling you that's only if it's not a baal mum. If it's a baal mum, he's chayef. Says the Gemara, "Asur d'rablozo." This d'rablozo goes like a Shimon Lakish. Kamal do Shimon Lakish oma yesh b'siyosoy mitzvah. Ken d'rablozo oma yesh b'siyosoy mitzvah. The same Rish Lakish explained by Rabbi Meir. The only way you're potter is because you're doing some mitzvah. If you're doing no mitzvah with your ma'aseh, so you're not potter. So that's what Rabbi Elazar holds as well. And therefore he says if it's a baal mum, he's not doing a mitzvah at all. And explains the Gemara, why do we have to say that Rabbi Elazar is going like Rish Lakish? In Tamar, maybe you're going to say, Shani Yushu baal mum, u baal mum ein darkel is chalef. Maybe you say, even if you didn't do a mitzvah, if you made a mistake, which is a reasonable mistake, you'll be potter even though it's not a mitzvah. But it has to be a reasonable mistake, dovo shedarkel ischalef, something which is normal to switch in between. And that's what you'll say, really, even if you didn't do a mitzvah, it's Torah B'dvar mitzvah. But when you have a baal mum, it's not a reasonable mistake. A baal mum, you can see the difference between a baal mum and not a baal mum. Maybe that's what we'll explain. Says the more that can be. Hare egel, when you have an egel, egel means a calf, which is not roi for Korban Pesach. Nobody makes a mistake between a calf and a sheep. Rablozo said, the according to Remeir, even if a person took a calf and shecht the Korban Pesach, his potter is considered to be Torah D'var Mitzvah. So you see that according to Rablozo, Remeir holds the Torah D'var Mitzvah even if he's doing something which is a big mistake. The people don't make that mistake. So you have to say that the reason why by Baal Mum he's Chayov is because of Rish Lakish that he needs to be doing something which is a mitzvah. Says the word no. Omar Biyosi. In Yisboru Ablozo Ki Rabbi Yochanan, if he will hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see in a moment, Asihi, it does work. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Mum Ein Darkel Ischalef, Egel Darkel Ischalef. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's a difference between Baal Mum and an Egel. Egel is something which you still can make a mistake between that and a sheep. And the reason is because still you're busy with the Egel to bring it as a korban, korban shlomim. So because they're both korbanos, people do make the mistake between them. But a baal mum, it's not a korban itself, that you don't make the mistake. So there's a difference between a baal mum and an eagle. A difference between a baal mum, so an animal has a blemish, and a calf. So the Gemara says, if a blazer will explain like a birchanon, so he could say the same. He could say, I don't hold like a shlokish, you need to do a mitzvah. Even if you don't do a mitzvah, you're potter. By eagle, you're going to be potter because people make a mistake. By baal mum, people don't make the mistake, that's why it's chayav. Continue the Gemara that from Gimel Amud Aleph. According to the Korban Eido and the way Reb Chaim brings, the following sentence goes back to the next sentence of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you find a treifo in the behemo b'seiser, so he's potter. Says the Gemara, shekin nitzucho l'cholo. When the Mishnah tried to say b'seiser, it means the cholo, it's in the inside of the behemo that you can't see from the outside. Habigoloi, but if it's a treifo you can see from the outside, then he's chayef. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan de'ab shimini. This goes according to Reb Shimon that you need to be doing a mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir holds that even when you're not doing a mitzvah because you're busy with the mitzvah you're chayov, so a person can make a mistake even betrayfo shebegoli. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho, Rabbi Ein b'shem Shimon Lakish, the Rabbi Shimoni. He says even according to Rabbi Shlakish is libra de Rabbi Shimon and not libra de Rabbi Meir. Because this sheet according to Rabbi Shlakish holds that he will agree that Rabbi Meir will say that when a person makes a mistake, which is a reasonable mistake, he's potter even though he's not doing a mitzvah. Did from the Mandama before that said that according to Rish Lakish, if you're not doing a mitzvah, you're not potter. Now, we explained this last two sentences based on the Korban Eidah. According to Reb Chaim, this last two sentences, we're going back to the Mishnah to Baal Mum. And we're saying that the Mishnah that said that if a person shechts a Baal Mum, he's chayov, Baal Mum means begalui, says a berachah, not some shimon. Because according to a mayor, that when a person is busy and makes mistakes, he can make a mistake, even something which is apparent, is still considered to be Torah Dvar Mitzvah, he will also be considered Torah Dvar Mitzvah. And the more brings another bandarma, even according to Rish Lakish, he holds, according to a mayor, this should be fine. So it's very similar to the previous Pirush, just this goes back to the Baal Mum of the Mishnah, and according to the Pirush of Korban Eidah, we're speaking about a Trefa Shebegolui, Trefa which you can see outside. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun Beis.